I'm Brad Locke.
I'm Dylan Barnes.
And you are listening to Prep Rally, a high school sports podcast brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Guten Tag. Ja. Ist mein Podcast. I don't know. I took 4 semesters of German in college, and that's about all I remember. That and Auf Wiedersehen and sehr gut. This podcast is sehr gut. I do love that Meineke guy, though, on those ads. I only trust Meineke with Meineke. That makes me laugh because I have a simple mind. Hey, welcome in. We'll do the rest of the show in English. Brad here with you with Podgator. And got some stuff to talk about. I know it's the dead of summer, and by dead, I mean I feel like dying every time I go outside. Oh, getting in my car, it feels like a sauna in there. It's the worst. But despite all that, we still do have stuff going on, like the football tab, the football magazine. We're working on the football magazine. We are fully into that. We got some big Legion baseball coming up this weekend, big tournament here in Tupelo. Got a little coaching news for you. We'll get to all that in just a moment. First, though, want to remind you that this podcast is sponsored by Pizza Doctor. Check them out in Tupelo at Midtown Point or online at tupelopizza.com. Went back and got the 5 cheese today. It had been a while since I had the old 5 cheese. Boy, you get that thing fresh out of the oven. That cheese is all gooey. Oh. So good. I was just in a cheesy mood today. So check out Pizza Doctor in Tupelo. A reminder that this podcast comes to you every Wednesday. Find us in iTunes, Spotify, any of your podcast apps. Or you can find us online at preprally.djournal.com. And also, remember, we're on the Twitter at djournalpreps. So yes, I mentioned that we were working on the football magazine. We got a big, important piece of it knocked out the other day. The cover. You know, we put players on the cover every year. And this year we had 3 young men come in and pose for the cameras and sit down for interviews. And, you know, I try to pick kind of a theme each year. And this year it's defensive backs because we have some really good ones. And the three we had in are Fred Adams of Tupelo, Kylan Eggerson of Lafayette, and Isaac Smith of Itawamba AHS. I think between the 3 of them, they had like 16, 17 interceptions last year, and they do other things well. Okay, so, I mean, Fred Adams still going to play a little bit of offense for Tupelo this year. Don't see that much at the 6A level. Isaac Smith plays 4A. You do see that some there, and he's also a great offensive player. Had a huge year rushing the ball last year in addition to being, you know, one of the top defenders in the state. He's I think he's rated 3rd. In the state, the 3rd rated recruit for the class of 2023 in Mississippi. He's got a boatload of offers. In fact, I had a story this week based on part of my conversation with him the other day about his recruiting. And, you know, he's got over 24 offers. He's got 8 offers from SEC schools, including Ole Miss and MSU, of course. His dad played at Ole Miss, but he said he's kind of taking his time with the process, got some more official visits to take in the fall, and then he'll make up his mind like right at the end of the season or shortly thereafter and plans to sign in December. And he does project as a safety at the next level. I mean, he told me he's listed at 6 foot. That's a lie. He told me he's maybe 6'2". I don't believe that either. I'm a solid 6'2", and I'm standing next to him. He's taller than me by at least an inch. But I'm just going to go with 6'2 for now. He's about 200 pounds, 205. So the kid has good size, good speed. I mean, has a nose for the ball, obviously. Has created a bunch of turnovers the last 2 seasons for Itawamba. So anyway, yeah, those are the guys that will be on the cover of the football magazine, which comes out the Sunday before the first weekend of games. I think that Sunday is the 21st, 20, I don't know. Yeah, that sounds right, 21st. Whatever that Sunday is. That's too far away for me to do the math on that. So look for that. And again, if you didn't catch my story on Isaac, it was in today's paper, the Wednesday edition of the Journal, also online at djournal.com. This is a kid that I think he's going to be fine wherever he goes. He's also got an offer from Vanderbilt. Okay. Has a very high GPA, sharp kid. One of the smartest I've talked to in a while, honestly. Yeah, so let's move on to some American Legion baseball. Got a big tournament this weekend, the King City Classic, the Tupelo 49ers host that every year. 15 teams in the field, really good kind of diversity in the field. You got teams from six different states, but you've also got seven teams from North Mississippi, like Tupelo, Pontotoc, Lafayette. You got the Styx baseball team, which pulls from all over this area. You got Panola, a couple of others, Amory. So, yeah, Baldwin, you're going to be some good local flavor, but also some really good teams coming from out of state, like Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Tupelo played them just like last weekend up in Columbia, Tennessee, and it was a close game. Tupelo won 7-5, but they're in the same pool as Tupelo. Pontotoc, you know, is always going to be a tough team. They played Tupelo close as well last weekend. So, will not be an easy path for the 49ers. You know, they're 18-0. They've been blowing through the competition. I mean, they're averaging 10.5 runs per game. They're just hitting the cover off the ball. Now, they haven't played a ton of really good teams. They played a few, like Pontotoc and Tuscaloosa, but it has been not the most taxing schedule. So, you know, yeah, you're 18-0, and that's, you know, obviously that's very good. You're doing something right. But be really interesting to see how they do against a little tougher competition over the next 4 days. The tournament starts Thursday. Of course, they'll be playing in three different locales, at Tupelo, and then at Itawamba Community College, and at Northeast Community College. Four games in pool play, and then you move into the, I guess, the semifinals, and then the finals. And Tupelo coach McKinley Holland, he's like, I don't know if we get through this tournament without losing the game, but they're, and he's fine with that. I mean, you know how coaches are. You don't want to go through a whole season undefeated necessarily because, you know, the guys need to be humbled. I think, what was it he told me a few weeks ago, a saying that he once heard that there are two kinds of – in fact, I think he said it on this show. There are two kinds of baseball team, two kinds of great baseball teams, ones that are humble and ones that are about to be humbled. So, but, yeah, I'm going to try to get out there and watch some of that action. I mean, this is a stacked team, so it wouldn't surprise me if they swept through the field. I mean, you got Davis Oswalt, for one thing. I'll talk about him in my preview story tomorrow. He's having a great year on the mound and at the plate for Tupelo. Of course, he played at Nettleton. He was at Northeast this past year. He's 3-0 on the mound, a 2.33 ERA, and at the plate, he is hitting .520 with a .920 slugging percentage. And they have a deep staff. You got J.W. Armistead from Morville, has been pitching really well also, and then he named off a bunch of other guys. I mean, this staff goes, again, really deep, and you know, they haven't necessarily, like I said, been tested, and they haven't always been able to play a full seven innings because they, you know, they've beaten, I think they've got 10 or 11 wins by double digits. So they're run ruling a lot of these teams in the fourth, fifth inning, whatever. So, you know, you're not able to see how far into a game some of these guys can go. But, you know, most of these guys don't really have to go deep into a game because, again, they got plenty of arms in the bullpen. So, yeah, big-time tournament coming up. Starts Thursday again. Tupelo will play Thursday, its first game. And we'll play, of course, on Friday and Saturday as well in pool play. And then the tournament wraps up on Sunday in Tupelo. Let's talk a little bit of girls basketball. Why not? I got out to a new site last Thursday as the Summer Basketball League wrapped up for pretty much everybody. I mean, we're in a dead week right now. But a new site wrapped up. It's Summer League play. And, you know, this is a team that is without Lily Whitley. Big-time player in the post. She was on the all-area team last year. And they are currently without Chloe Chisholm, which is not good, obviously. She's the best returning player. Really came on strong last year as a freshman. And a very promising player that we knew about when she was in middle school. And so, you know, you hate to go without her, but she hurt her knee in March. ACL had the surgery on it. Could be back early this coming season, but she's definitely out, you know, for the summer. I mean, that has given USITE a chance to give some other players playing time, like Brooklyn Hodum, the transfer from Belmont. You know, she's the one that hit that game-winning shot in overtime in the state championship game in 2021. She helped Belmont get back to the finals this past year. Didn't put up big numbers. I think she averaged 6 points a game, but she's going to be asked to do quite a bit For new sites, she can shoot three, and she's been playing mainly point guard right now, which is what Chisholm has played a lot of and was expected to play a lot of. Chisholm, of course, last year averaged, 15.9 points a game, 6.4 rebounds, 2.9 assists. So they need her back if they're going to make any kind of run, and they believe they can make another run. You know, the new site got to the, I think it was the semifinals this past season. Year before that, they won it all. You know, this is a team that knows how to win, but they are going to be pretty young, losing some of the players they lost. And it wasn't just Whitley they lost. I mean, they've only got, counting Chisholm, they've got two starters back, the other being Gracie Yates. She averaged 8.5 points a game last year. We'll need to likely increase her scoring output this coming season. But anyway, yeah, I had a story on a new site a few days ago. I think we ran it on Sunday. So check it out. And again, at djournal.com. And I wrap it up with some coaching news. Lafayette has a new boys basketball coach. Hunter Mason has been hired this week to replace Brad Gray. Brad stepped down after four seasons. The record wasn't great, 17-76, but, you know, he took over a program that was already pretty down. And, you know, when I watched him play over the years, I would, you know, normally I would be going to Lafayette to cover the girls because they've been so good, but I would watch the boys play too. And it seems like they made progress and got better over time under Brad Gray. And, you know, if he decided to hang around longer, I'm sure he would have turned them into a winning team. But now they've got Hunter Mason, who's been an assistant at East Webster the last 2 years under John Ginn. Not a bad guy to coach under. That was his first job out of college, graduated from Ole Miss. He's a product of Hickory Flat, and he played for Michael Seeger there. And Seeger later went to East Webster. Now, of course, you may know he's in Uganda doing a ministry over there. But that's kind of how the two got hooked up there because Hunter went over to Uganda in the summer of 2019 while John Ginn was over there doing a basketball clinic. So basketball camp. So that's kind of how the two got hooked up. And after he graduated college, Ginn gave him a call, said, "Hey, want to be an assistant?" Great. So Hunter did that for 2 years. Now he's going to be head coach at a 5A school, coming from a 2A school to a 5A school. But he said he's not intimidated at all by the prospect. He feels like he's had some good mentors in his life to really develop him as a coach, taught him how to develop relationships with the players. That's a big thing. And also, another one of his mentors, which I thought was interesting, is Chris Basil, the East Union baseball coach. You know, just helped East Union win a state championship again in baseball. He and Jamie Russell were co-coaches of the year. They were co-head coaches there after Chris was the sole head coach for 29 years, because Hunter is dating Chris's daughter. So, you know, he's got three guys he can turn to if he's got questions about anything. So Hunter Mason, a young but promising coach there, picked up by Lafayette. And that's all the time we have for this episode of Prep Rally. Thank you so much for tuning in. Just, again, a reminder that we are brought to you by Pizza Doctor. Check them out in Tupelo at Midtown Point, also online, tupelopizza.com. Check out this podcast every Wednesday in iTunes, Spotify, online at preprally.djournal.com. We are on Twitter at djournalpreps. I'm on there at Brad Locke. And we'll see you next time. Auf Wiedersehen.